You're listening to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor.
Good morning, good evening, whenever, wherever you may be listening from. I'm John Vogel. Welcome into The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place for you to start your podcast. It is Wednesday. We are at the midway point. Happy hump day. Yes, I know. I still remember hump day every time it's Wednesday. In fact, there's a boss I used to work with. His name was Mike. And every time we worked Wednesdays, walked into work, Mike, guess what day it is? That's just the person that I am. And I'm proud of. Unapologetically myself, and I wish everyone would realize that you just need to live life that way, otherwise it ain't worth it. But there are social guidelines that people feel like you still have to follow. And this show does not follow any of them. Nor has my sports writing to this point. Anyways, we have some things to talk about today, as usual. I mean, this world is crazy. There's always things to talk about. It's like every day it gets crazier and newer stuff comes up and you're just like, holy, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. But Joey Bosa, the Los Angeles Chargers defensive end, has to write a very, very big thank you note. Maybe even send him check too, maybe. To Myles Garrett, the Cleveland Browns defensive end, for setting the bar. As Joey Bosa yesterday, last night, became the highest paid NFL defensive player in history. He signed a 5-year, $135 million contract extension with the Los Angeles Chargers. This is coming off the heels almost 2 weeks after Myles Garrett signed a 5-year, $125 million contract with the Cleveland Browns. This is big for NFL defensive players, obviously, because this is a lot of money that they're throwing around on edge defenders. Now, edge has become arguably one of the most important positions in the game of football because it directly affects the most important position in the game of football, quarterback. Quarterbacks get paid absurd amounts of money. People who disrupt them get paid absurd amounts of money. That's where the NFL is headed. And this is where it has been going for the last few years. This is just the newest addition, I suppose you could say, renderization, whatever, of that. It's interesting to see how money is starting to be passed out. And what's really interesting is no one has taken on the Patriots way. Which, let's get into that a little bit here in a second. Bosa has $102 million that are guaranteed in his contract. That's a good chunk of money. So out of his entire contract, there's $33 million that's up in the air. We don't know. And I think a lot of these teams, I'm wondering if we're going to see this with these contracts, are signing. There's like an expectation where that the salary cap is going to drop. And I can't help but wonder if they've been doing this for, if this has even been a thing yet. They know that the salary cap is going to drop next year. And they don't know when it's going to fully recover. So there's a portion, a percentage of their salary that they're going to pay players if the salary cap drops. I wonder if that's actually a thing. And if it isn't, people need to start trying to get that in there. I think we have 7 NFL teams right now that currently have the cap space to take a $40 million salary cap hit next year. Everyone else is going to be scrambling trying to figure out how they're going to rework and renegotiate contracts for a year. And that's kind of crazy to think about. The crazier thing is we don't know if it's going to be able to recover immediately because where will coronavirus be next year? That's the whole reason that this is dropping. Very interesting stuff to think about money and the economy and how the economy and decisions made by the government directly affect sports. These are some of those decisions that directly affect the games that we want and love so much. But let's get into a lot of NFL players are dropping out. When I say a lot, I mean, I guess it's just a handful. There's, 2,000 players that play in the NFL every year. So we've got a bunch of them that are dropping out right now due to COVID concerns. So far, 6 players have dropped out of the New England Patriots, which is a very interesting statistic. Now, that being said, NFL players have the option to drop out for the year and take a stipend from the league. Several players have utilized that, but these players that are eligible to do so are not 2020 undrafted free agents or late round draft picks. These are current players that are already in the league that probably would have made the 53-man roster. So that's why we're seeing several guys drop out. So far, Star Lotulelei, probably said that wrong. He is a defensive lineman for the Carolina Panthers, I do believe. He has dropped out. There have been several undrafted free agents that felt, I guess, they didn't really have a chance to have dropped out, opted out of the season. Dont'a Hightower is probably the highest profile football player that has dropped out so far due to COVID concerns, citing his 2-week-old son and his family being the reason he doesn't want to play, which I've said this on this show. I've maintained this on this show and in my writings. If you don't feel comfortable playing coronavirus with the coronavirus out there this year, don't play football this year. I think that's perfectly acceptable. People need to respect those decisions because it is a health decision. It's just like when someone walks away from the game and retires because they had 3 concussions. People who have never had a concussion don't realize how dangerous that is and how much that hurts, not just you, but the people around you. That's something a lot of people do not realize. So whenever a player steps away from the game for concussions or other injuries and so on and so forth, I completely get it. I will never criticize a player for walking away from the game. Just like I will not criticize a player for taking this season off because he's concerned about COVID. Am I concerned about COVID if I was a football player? No, I wouldn't be. But that's me. I'm not every football player. I'm not playing in the league for a reason. That's why I'm sitting here with my website on my podcast talking about it, because there's a reason why I don't play. And I'm not in that league. So there's a lot of people who on social media are criticizing these players for dropping out. And no, don't do that. Don't criticize these football players for dropping out due to COVID. There's nothing wrong with that. Respect those decisions. It's a health decision, just like I said, dropping out for concussions, dropping out because you tore your ACL 3 times and you're sick of rebuilding it. You know, these are important decisions and you have to respect them. Especially because it's not just you and your entertainment that's involved. It's football players and their families. This is a job. This is a job that you just happen to watch a result of on television or go to games to see the results of people working their jobs. Okay, so you have to look at this league. You have to look at sports in that retrospect as a job. People walk away from their jobs all the time in all sorts of different lines of work. Everyone has their own different reasons. We respect those reasons. We're going to respect football players' reasons for dropping out this year. for opting out of the season. Another one that came out was Marquise Goodwin. This one hit home with me. Marquise Goodwin has been one of the more electric receivers in the NFL when he gets into the proper scheme. And what I mean by that is Goodwin is very fast. And he's been with a couple of teams that have limited his ability on the field. You haven't seen it because they didn't try to use him correctly. He's very fast. He got to San Francisco last year and did an excellent job. Now, he had signed a contract with the Philadelphia Eagles this year. The Eagles were looking to add speed to the perimeter because they had DeSean Jackson, but he didn't stay healthy. So they drafted Rieger. They drafted Quez Watkins out of Southern Miss, who is another electrically fast receiver, and signed Goodwin. Or I guess they traded for him. I think it was a trade. Anyways, Goodwin has opted out of the season, citing family. And if you don't know Goodwin's story, Goodwin's wife and him have miscarried 3 children over the last few years. And each time for them, it was more heartbreaking than the last. This hits home with me. My mother lost 3 children through a few year span. I was very much old enough and alert to kind of live through each one of them. And I was just a sibling. That shit hurts. And there's not much there that's consolable about it. So he has a healthy 5-month-old child. He has no desire to put that child at risk because he wants to play football this year. And I totally get that. I respect the hell out of that. Okay, so players have their reasons. Respect them. Back off, people. All right? This is big. This is really big. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to expand on the Patriots and the players that have dropped out, why they're possibly dropping out. And if we have some time, we'll get into a couple more SEC teams, try to finish up that conference here in the next couple days by the end of the week. And then maybe we'll look into doing some, coverage on the Big 12. Anyways, that being said, we'll be back after this break. You're listening to the John Vogel Show. Welcome back in to the John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place for you to start your podcast. Have you checked out my website yet? It's been live for, a month and a half now. Maybe just a month, I forget. JohnVogel.football will get you there. If you had JohnVogelFootball.com, that will get you there. Anyways, we've got a bunch of info on there. We just opened up something where you can submit direct requests for content directly to me for the show. I'll review them. If it's a good request, you'll get to hear about it. All you need is your name and the request for content. That could be a question. That could be a statement. That could be a prediction. Anything that you want, put it on there. Send it to me. Let's have some fun. Let's get some interaction on this show. All right. That's under on the website. Click on show. It'll take you to the show page. It's got a bunch of links and their form is there. All right. Let's talk about the New England Patriots, because this is interesting. So 6 New England Patriots have dropped out this year due to COVID. All right. This is interesting because Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are consistently contenders year in, year out. And they have been for 2 decades. Now we're faced with a pandemic, global pandemic.
six players have dropped out. Donta Hightower, we discussed him. Patrick Chung is a safety. He dropped out. Running back Brandon Bolden dropped out. Danny Vitale, fullback, dropped out. Marcus Cannon, offensive tackle, dropped out. And I think there was another guard. Can't remember who it was. I believe he was a backup guard. Six players have opted out of the season so far for the New England Patriots. Angry NFL scout vet weighed in on Twitter and said he expected more players to drop out of the Patriots, and there would be more players that drop out than any other team. He cited Bill Belichick's coaching style, said that a lot of players would love to sit out for a year rather than take Bill's tough coaching. And it makes sense. If you've been with the Patriots for a while, you have accomplished almost everything you can possibly accomplish in your career as a team. And it's been phenomenal for you. Now, here we are. You are, you've got an opportunity to sit for a stipend. A lot of guys are going to take that stipend. Bill is not by any means a nice guy when it comes to football. His philosophy is tough. He likes physicality. He's a lot like Nick Saban at Alabama. People don't go to Alabama because Nick Saban is a wonderful coach. He's going to make you feel warm and fuzzy down to your toes. They go there because he's going to mold you into a football player that's going to go play in the NFL and a man. Literally, almost everyone in his starting lineups for the past 10 years are playing in the NFL to some capacity. Almost everyone. It's insane. All right, so you know if you're going to Alabama, you've got a really good shot at going pro. You've got a really good shot at making it your career. You're going to do whatever Nick Saban tells you because he knows what the fuck he's doing. All right, so the same goes for the Patriots. People don't go play for Bill Belichick because, oh, he's fun to play for. He's going to make me feel nice and cozy on the inside of my heart. He's going to make me feel like I'm special. No, that's not why you go play for Bill Belichick. You play because you're going to win. Nobody speaks out against him because his formula works. He has almost a perfect system. It is almost flawless. And it allows for him to win year in, year out, no matter who they lose on that roster. The funniest thing is that there are NFL execs right now that are panicking because so many Patriots are dropping out. Bill's going to mastermind it somehow, Adam Schefter reported, somebody said. One NFL exec. He said, what do you mean? Why? How? He's like, I don't know, but that's how Bill does it. He's always got something. So immediately, social media has been joking, pointing out that it's probably Trevor Lawrence in a Patriots uniform that Bill's gunning for. Which is funny to think about. Especially because there was all that hype surrounding Jarrett Stidham. Then they signed Cam Newton to a contract for a year. Newton is probably going to get that starting job. He's going to go out there. He's going to play lights out. He's going to have a great season. He's going to go sign a big contract somewhere else. Calling it now. I don't know where. I don't know what's going to open up next year. I really don't. But Cam's going to end up being like this hot commodity free agent. And it's going to be all of Bill Belichick's making. And no, the Patriots are not going to get Trevor Lawrence. Don't worry about that. Bill doesn't have it in him to tank an entire season. Not humanly possible for him. You gotta love sports, man. You gotta love sports. Everybody's so competitive. It makes life so much fun. Speaking of sports, today is, I believe, July 29th. July 29th. this is a big day. This is a very big day. NHL preseason, like, scrimmage hockey has started. August 1st, the hockey season, the remainder of the hockey season will be underway. Basketball is almost back. We will have NBA back. NBA has been doing some exhibition games. We have baseball back. Speaking of which, update on the Miami Marlins, because we did discuss that the other day. The Miami Marlins everything's been put on hold with them. Their season is on hold. Not canceled. It's on hold till they can reevaluate, get everything figured out. There were 16 Miami Marlin players that tested positive for coronavirus, and there's not a single other positive test across the MLB. Yeah, thank God. The MLB finally did something right. Finally. No, seriously. Because the MLB's been messing this up for a while, right? They just have. They've been messing this up for a while. They've been trying. It's not worked. They had the fight between the MLBPA and the MLB that lasted for months. It was just an absolute and utter joke. And now you had all these critics mounting going, oh, you got to cancel the season now. Got to cancel the season. Rob Manfred, we got to cancel the season. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. The right thing was done. Postpone that team. They're the only ones with positive tests. Everybody else on the team they played, they were fine. We're not going to cancel the season. We're still to go. They're on hold. They weren't going to win anything anyways. Everybody knows it. Just admit it. Miami Marlins fans, you weren't going to win anything. Yeah, you're a couple of years away from being able to win anything at all. Anyways, I think we're going to hold off on SEC teams until tomorrow. So I think we've got some of the lower tier ones left. Yeah, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, Arkansas. Yeah, it's probably a good idea to hold off on that until tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to the John Vogel Show. I appreciate every single one of you who listen. This has been fun. It's been fun to see it start to grow. It's been fun to see the different countries people are listening. It's fun to see the different states people are listening. To see the podcast continue to pop up on these platforms I didn't know existed. And I'm like, well, now I have to know they exist because my podcast is on them. Castro, seriously. Castro Podcasts. I didn't know that was a thing. I immediately thought of The Dictator. And I can't help but wonder if that's who it's named after. But hey, it's a podcast platform. Cool. If people like to listen to Castro, the app is cool. Downloaded the app and checked it out. And it's a really sweet designed app. A lot of these podcast platforms have really nice apps that are just designed for listening. Really good job with some of them. Apple Podcast continues to dwarf everybody else in terms of people listening. So hopefully we're going to show up on one of them leaderboards here soon. We're continuing to grow. I appreciate every single one of you all listening. Let's share this. Share this around. Tell your friends. Be like, hey, this guy, he knows some stuff. He's good to listen to. He's not going to give you the usual alt-left liberal rhetoric on sports. And it's fresh and refreshing and take it easy, guys. We will be back tomorrow. Who knows what will happen between now and then. Thank you for listening to the John Vogel Show. God love you all.